The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Bless the Lord who forgives all our sins.
God's mercy.
We call to worship those both far and near. Join us in person or by radio and internet this Holy Week with its 7 services, including 3 on Easter morning. On this Bach Sunday, Palm Sunday 2022, we listen with prayerful joy to the beauty of the morning's cantata. Let us worship God in spirit and in truth. As we are able, may we stand in the praise of God. Together, may we pray. Almighty God, on this day your Son, Jesus Christ, entered the holy city of Jerusalem and was proclaimed king by those who spread their garments and palm branches along the way. Let those branches be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our Lord and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please join me in reading responsively verses from Psalm 118 with the antiphon. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation. There are joyous songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me sorely, but has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter into it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And now, beloved, rise up. In body as you are able, but certainly in heart, for the singing of the Gloria and the reading of the Gospel.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 19, verses 28 to 40. Glory to you, O Lord. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And when he had come near Bethpage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, just say this, the Lord needs it. So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them, and as they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? And they said, the Lord needs it. Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, teacher, ordered your disciples to stop. And he answered, I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. It is not so long ago that we greeted Jesus at his nativity, singing carols and lighting candles of hope. It is not so long ago that we witnessed his growth in wisdom and stature, in the knowledge and love of God, while as a teenager he taught in the temple. It is not so long ago that this mighty young man, Jesus, stooped, fully human, for baptism in the surging River Jordan, the river of death and life. It is not so long ago that we saw him take up his ministry among us, preaching and teaching and healing. It is not so long ago that with Peter and James and John, we saw him ascend the mountain of the Transfiguration. With him have we walked this Lent as well, step by step. And now it is time to take the full measure of this man and to have the courage to let him take our full measure too. Crisp air and the vistas of the mountain pass have fed our souls, but now it is time to head home and turn our face to Jerusalem. The road down the Mount of Olives or down any mountain can tax the traveler. It reminds us all of earlier homecomings. Odysseus walking the last few miles to Thebes, Socrates walking to the center of Athens and the Cup of Hemlock, Richard the Lion-hearted sailing the English Channel, heading home, a prodigal son scuffling up the last mile of country road toward a transformative homecoming, as we heard 2 weeks ago, and you, returning at last to whatever you have long avoided, wandering as you have in the Galilee of the rest of life. At last, there is the city, the Emerald City, and the road home. Today we raise just one question. What was Jesus' state of mind? What was on his mind and heart as he entered the holy city? It is perilous, even arrogant, at this late date and from this great distance to try to imagine Jesus' state of mind as he enters Jerusalem. Albert Schweitzer, before he went off to heal the jungle sick, showed convincingly how inevitably errant are most such attempts. For we paint our own inner lives into the life of Jesus when so we try to see what cannot be seen in Scripture. And yet, particularly at this poignant point in his journey, at his entrance into the holy city and on the threshold of his own death, we are haunted, are we not, by the desire to see what Jesus saw and feel what he felt and sense what he did sense coming home. For now, Jesus is walking down into the city and down into the heart of his destiny. He is going to his grave. Some of the gospel today, as Jesus heads home, is too true to be good. He is not at home, In a world of injustice, abuse, violence, and death, for him, in such a benighted world, there really is no place like home. He is not at home under the rubble of Ukraine in this very hour. We need to recall and recover our own tragic sense of life, our own use of biblical terms and themes like sin, like death, like the threat of meaninglessness. We are all walking down, down from the Mount of Olives into our last future, every one of us, fragile, mortal, prone to harm. We are going home. Here is a possible sentiment in Jesus' heart and mind as he enters Jerusalem. He looks back upon his ministry and feels that there's no place like home. He has found no lasting nest on earth, no lasting crib, no lasting domicile. He has found opposition and rejection. He has encountered misunderstanding and criticism. To a harsh world, he has brought a gentle manner. To a wolfish world, he has brought the labor of love. To a selfish community, he has brought the summons to service. To an inconsistent dozen disciples, he has brought the steady presence of peace. But he has not found a home, not here. There's no place like home for Jesus descending the Mount of Olives. He has even said of himself, "Foxes have their holes, birds of the air their nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head." Some of the greatest sentences ever written in English are devoted to a similar ennui, a similar existential vagrancy, Hamlet's soliloquy, to be or not to be. And for those of you who have been, well, shot out of the saddle, riding for a righteous cause, as you dust yourselves off and bind your wounds, take heart. You do so in the best of company, in the company of the crucified, for whom on this green earth, as yet, there is no full place like home. Let us ask you something. What other saddle would you have rather ridden? Some losing causes are worth support, even in defeat. I would rather be shot out of the right saddle than to canter comfortably all the livelong day in the wrong one. So dust off, bind the wound, and get ready to ride again. We have not a person, dollar, minute, hour, idea, or dream to spare locally, nationally, or globally, not one. And it is, let us confess it, an uphill pull. But there is no other saddle you would rather ride in for all the risk. This is our place, our time. This hunger for home, this is what Paul meant when he wrote, "This slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." Our beautiful Palm Sunday Bach cantata may arouse again this hunger for home. Dr. Jarrett, how best shall we listen this morning?
This slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. A slight momentary affliction. One could be forgiven for thinking it maybe a little churlish of Paul to categorize the human condition as a momentary affliction, especially if our only solace is acceptance of a future heavenly home that can only be verified by faith. Imagine, that's kind of tough. With our loud hosannas and palm branches waving, we commemorate Christ's triumphal entry to the city of Jerusalem, riding on a lowly donkey. And in a few days, we'll recall the events of the upper room, a dear friend's betrayal, another's denial and recusal. We'll observe the manipulation of a populace through lies and falsehood, alternative facts, maybe. We'll observe the original washing of hands, an abdication of responsibility, moral ambivalence, a giving up, and a giving in when the fight becomes too difficult. Today we offer Bach's Palm Sunday cantata, Himmel's Königsei Willkommen. And beyond enjoining ourselves to those who shouted Hosanna in Jerusalem those centuries ago, Jerusalem is found in our hearts and in that future home beyond, the Salem of joy, our eternal rest. That place that our beloved Christ left through a starkes Leben, through a strong love, left his home to redeem us. Cantata 182 is a triumph of charm, sweetness, humility, mercy, and fortitude, a joyful dance. Listen for Bach's interpretation of a royal French overture. No trumpets or drums here. Christ's entry on a humble donkey is represented here by a solo recorder and violin with pizzicato strings. Utterly charming, deeply affecting. Today, a Lutheran theology, a Bachian melody, an invitation to acknowledge our need for redemption and salvation. A joyful acceptance and confidence of the Redeemer's grace and mercy, all in order that we might take up the banner of the cross and Christ's passion to be for and with one another Christ throughout all our momentary afflictions.
With a prayerful spirit, we carry along the New England poet Whittier's poem. I know not what the future hath of marvel or surprise, assured alone that life and death God's mercy underlies. And so beside the silent sea I wait the muffled oar. No harm from him can come to me on ocean or on shore. I know not where his islands lift their fronded palms in air. I only know I cannot drift beyond God's love and care. Amen.
Thank you. ich komme, im Buch ist von mir geschrieben, deinen Willen, mein Gott, deinen Willen tue ich gerne, deinen Willen tue ich gerne. Große Gottes Sohn, von dem Thron deine Herrlichkeit betrieben.
Thank you. Thank you. What better message for this Palm Sunday than let us go into the Salem of joy, accompanying the King in love and sorrow. He goes before and opens the path. Please join me in thanking the Marsh Chapel Choir and Collegium under the direction of Dr. Scott Allen Jarrett for this morning's musical offering. Let us with gladness bring before the Lord the first of the fruit of the everything that God has given us. Merciful God, everything in heaven and earth belongs to you. We joyfully release what you have entrusted to us. May these gifts be signs of our whole lives returned to you, dedicated to the healing and unity of all creation. Through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Beloved, following the postlude, those who would like are invited to remain in the nave and then come forward for our sacrament of holy baptism here in the chancel and our reception of new members here. And any and all who would like formally to affiliate this day with the congregation of Marsh Chapel are invited to come as well. The doors of the church are open. A word of benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you peace, now and always. Amen.